Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennessee, and today we are going to be talking about Wimbledon. The championships has come to a close, and I'm just going to give you guys my full rundown. This is going to be a very long podcast, so make sure you have a good cup of tea, and let's get straight into this. So, congratulations to the winners. Amazing 2 weeks from them. We saw Novak Djokovic with his amazing comeback to win his 13th Grand Slam title, Angelique Kerber winning her third Grand Slam title, and so many other people winning lots of tournaments, which is amazing. Kevin Anderson, two amazing matches, and then this final, Serena Williams, her first final since giving birth, just an amazing 2 weeks. But we can't have a two-week tournament without the obvious drama that was, and Wimbledon had so much drama, and let's just get straight into it. So first off, we're going to start with Ernest Gulbis, who moves to a ranking of 107, which is absolutely awesome. And I know that Twitter was going insane the first week when he was playing his matches. Like, I cannot tell you, my feed was just Ernest Gulbis constantly. And that is absolutely amazing. And my question is, will he maintain this level? Because he is an obvious champion. Like, I remember a couple of years back, he was amazing at the clay courts, and then he moved into the grass and he did well. So it's just kind of, will he maintain this level, and will he stay, and will he get into the top 100? So that's my question for you. Novak Djokovic, amazing, going to win the tournament. That amazing match with Rafa Nadal. Top notch, I have to say. And then also a shout out to Jelena Ostapenko, who was really, I guess, criticized for her loss and her doings in the round one of French Open, but she came back to go into a semi-final or quarter-final in the women's tournament, which is great. Potential could have won it, but obviously she did her best, which is also good to see. Now to some more shady stuff in the women's. Let's start off with Sybil Kova, who people are just realizing is not the nicest person in the world. And to be honest, it's kind of obvious. And those people who are shocked now and like, oh my gosh, like, what is all this about? Well, if you don't know, she had a match with Hsing of Taiwan or China, I'm not sure. But they played a match together, and there was a call from the umpire that did not go Hsing's way. And the umpire was clearly in the wrong. There is a lot, the video is surfacing all around Twitter and all around the internet. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you go watch it. And basically you can see that Hsing, it wasn't her fault. They should have replayed the point, and there was no way she should have lost the point. But Sybil Kova did nothing and accepted the point from the umpire. And it was a deciding point in the match, as it lost her the set. So that was really tough, and people on tennis Twitter are divided, because some people are shocked and others are just like aren't surprised, because they all knew what Sybil Kova was like. But even if you were a sportsman, if you had sportsmanship, you would have realized that no, she didn't do anything wrong. If you knew the rules, you should have been like, no, she did nothing wrong, it's not her fault, we should replay the point, and I shouldn't accept a point that I haven't won, kind of a thing. So it was really, really horrible for that. And but my thing is, like, Sybil Kova, she sort of has, I wouldn't say a mean girl vibe about her, but low-key a mean girl vibe about her, just from the way she presents herself on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, when I saw this and people saying that she wasn't really a nice person, other harsher words were used. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I do understand that, because her Instagram is very mean girl-esque. Like, just look at it, and you guys will... I don't see why you guys are surprised now. Like, there's nothing to be surprised about, to be honest. Okay, moving on to the next gen. The next gen did really well, and two next gen in particular. And I have a new favorite at the moment, and that is Mackenzie McDonald. He'd had an outstanding performance, and I am so proud of him. And if you are a Mackenzie fan, please hit me up. We need more Mackenzie McDonald fans in this world, because he is such a genuine person. If you guys don't know him, he's an American. He had a beautiful run at the Australian Open and another good run here at Wimbledon. So that's awesome. He really delivered, and he's honestly a new fave. Just wishing him all the best of luck going into the hard court season, especially since it's going to be in America. He's going to have the home crowd advantage, so it's going to be great for him. Next is Stefanos Tsitsipas. As you guys know, I love Steph, so no surprises there, but Steph really did well. He got to the fourth round, which is his best performance at a Grand Slam so far, and he was my highlight on the, like, my highlight of the grass. I was so sad I didn't watch any of his matches because I was, time zones was really shitty, but he did so good. Like, those dive volleys. Can we talk about those dive volleys? Like, please, come on. No one. Like, oh my gosh. And I watched his recent YouTube video the other day where he was talking about it, how people were saying he's copying Bjorn, Boris Becker, and all those people. And I'm like, no, this is Steph. He's extra like that. Like, he does those extra dive volleys. And it was just brilliant. And I'm so happy. And he had a great comeback match against Jared Donaldson, which is one of the matches where I was terrified because I was tracking the score. And I was like, oh my God, Steph, like, please, please. Like, it was such a stressful match for me because I thought he was going to lose, but he pulled it back together and he was absolutely amazing. And I'm so proud of him. Cannot be prouder. Do I think the next gen, out of those two next gen boys, they did amazingly. The other next gen boys, they have Alex Demonor, who did really well, and some of the other guys, but Dennis, obviously, not so well, but it's kind of that fact. Like, I saw something that I've been saying for so long, and I even said it in my next gen podcast, episode of the podcast, where I was talking about overhyping, and I saw someone talk about Alex Demonor, like, don't overhype him, let him be him, just let him do his thing, don't overhype him and all that stuff. And I was like, yes, finally, this is what I've been talking about. And I hope the media understood that, and I hope people got that, because, like, yeah, I overhyped them, but these guys need, like, they did amazing. We need to give them recognition for that, but don't overhype them when they haven't done anything. Low-key Dennis. Anyway, moving on. There was also some really snappy comments as well. Like, this tournament, like, Wimbledon is supposed to be the classy one. Why was there so much shade being thrown? It's almost, like, it was the nastiest stuff that I've ever seen, and I was just dying of laughter half the time. But Nick Kyrgios and Gael Monfils were rudely bashed by Marion Botelli, the former tennis player, who said they were a bit immature and they would win Grand Slams, but they needed to, like, get their maturity and act their age, kind of, along those comments. And to be honest, there is some agreement to disagree with that statement, but to be honest, it's just the boys' personalities. Like, you can't say that they are immature, and you can't say that they're not talented, because they are. Like, they are very talented in what they do. They have the potential, and I don't think they need to gain maturity in order to win a Grand Slam. Novak Djokovic's won a Grand Slam, and you've seen the outbursts and tantrums he's put on, but no one ever calls him out on it. Yeah, you call Gael Monfils and Nick Kyrgios. Like, come on, guys. Like, let's not, I'm not going to say anything about that, but, like, come on. So I think her comments were fair, and they did have a thing, but it was just funny to see the boys' reaction and everyone else defending them. Like, no. Like, yeah, your comments are valid, but it's just their personalities and they're just going to be them. So let's not even go into that conversation, because there are more people and there are other tennis players out there who have done worse and not been said or called out on any of it. And one of them is a Grand Slam champion. So let's not do that. So the mixed doubles was literally my highlight. My second highlight, and I am so sad that Muzarenka did not win the mixed doubles title, but they got to the final, which was, it's just as satisfactory for me, and it was just awesome to see them having a good time, and it was fun, and it was so amazing to see Vika and Jamie doing well. Like, that was literally my highlight, and I did see the results of Sloane and Jack. They didn't do as well as I would think, but question, what happened to the other Brian brother? Why was Jack playing with Mike, I think it was? I was very confused. I was like, is he injured? Can someone please let me know what happened to that? Because I was so confused, and I was like, what's happened? Like, where is he gone? Obviously, hold on, let me Google, googly smoogly, and see what's happened, because I was very confused. I did not know what was going on, and I was like, surely, yeah. So M. Brian, so Mike, is it Mike Brian? So what happened to Bob? Is it Bob? I can't remember his name. The other Brian brother, what happened to him? But they won. Jack Sock is a Grand Slam champion in the doubles again, without Vasek, the shade. But what happened to the other Brian Bro? I was very shocked when I saw this pairing. I was like, oh. And then, obviously, the resident Kiwi, Michael Venus, did not win, but he had a fantastic tournament in both the finals of the gentlemen's doubles and the women's doubles. So, round of applause to you, Michael Venus. That was awesome. Angelique Kerber, as we all know, amazing. Rafa and Federer, they did not win. The two men. Federer's shock exit to Kevin Anderson was really something. And I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, surely, surely. But no. And then can we talk about Isner and Anderson's match? Like, the score was 26-24 in the fifth set. Like, how? Like, Isner. Like, why do you do this to yourself? Like, he is the man who has been involved in the longest matches at Wimbledon to date. Like, how? I don't understand. And then tennis Twitter, when they were seeing this match, was so funny, because all I was saying, I wasn't watching it, because I was like, I'm not wasting my time. Not that it was that, but I had other things to do, and I was looking at the reactions on tennis Twitter, and I was like, people are not going to be happy if Isner wins this match. But thank heavens he did not, but he still played amazingly, and sad for him. But yeah, anyway, moving on, I'm rambling a little bit. Funny highlight is Nadal's bicycle riding it to the supermarket. That was actually funny. Oh, Nadal. That's so crack up. Nadal on his bike going to the supermarket and people getting selfies with him in the supermarket. Just bless. Just absolute bless. And then the big thing we have to talk about is the roof and the scheduling. Like, Wimbledon, what were you up to? What were you doing? Some of the matches, I was really annoyed. I think it was Saturday night when the women's final was supposed to be, I had to watch Nadal and Djokovic, and that stressed me out because it turned out to be 3 a.m. when the actual women's match started, when usually it would start maybe 12, 1 a.m. And that just annoyed me because I had to stay up in the early morning. Like, what? Like, what is actually going on? And then I couldn't watch the football as well, so that was another thing that happened. So it was very confusing, and I was just like, what in the world is actually happening here? Like, and then the roof. So one thing I noticed was in Nadal and Djokovic's match, the roof is closed, but in the women's match, the roof is opened. That was very weird. And even I've seen on Twitter, like, I saw this morning, another tournament posted, or another tournament has their roof, and they're like, just how we like our roof, open. And I was like, oh, the shade, like, everyone's coming from the Wimbledon roof. But to be honest, why didn't they just leave it open? This has probably been the best 2 weeks in terms of weather for the championships. There was no rain, at maybe one day there was rain, but other than that, there was no rain at all. Why didn't they just leave it open? Like, what was the point? Like, really, what was the point? And let's not even talk about the scheduling, because some of the, like, did we have to see the men's semi-final before the women's final? Like, was that really nice on the women? I don't know. And then, like, throughout the other weeks, like, Novak and Federer being, like, switched around, Federer being on number one court and all this other stuff, like, all that kind of, like, shit, like, all that, like, just unnecessary stuff, like, Wimbledon, get it together, you know, we love you, and we really appreciate you, but we just want to see you pull it together a little bit more. So, yeah, all that kind of stuff. I thought this was really going to be a long podcast, but it hasn't, so I've been talking very efficiently, but I feel like I've left out so much stuff, because I feel like so much stuff happened, and I've just missed out on all of it, because I wasn't watching, because it was my holiday, and so I was, like, having lots of stuff to do, but it was just so bad. I don't, like, it was, there was a lot happening, and, like, at the moment on Twitter, it's just people talking about the champions dinner, which is really cute and adorable. So Angie and Novak, all the photos, that's what I'm seeing, and then Oh, the football. That's why. I feel like that's why I wasn't really watching a lot of it, because there was a lot of football hype. There was a lot to the football, and I'm not a big football fan, but Loki thought it was coming home, but it wasn't coming home. And our friends, the French team, have won, so congratulations to France for that. An amazing tournament for them. But that's why I was like, there was something wrong. Oh, yeah, that's right. So I do want to pose you guys a question. Please message me on Twitter or on Instagram, comment on whatever, and just let me know, did you guys actually watch the men's final? Because I did a poll on Instagram, and 60%, 67% of you guys said you were not watching that, and you would rather, and I assume you would rather watch the football final. So that was just very interesting. And also the score of the men's final was 6-2, 6-2, 6-7. It was a very weird scoreline, and I was like, I understand Anderson was tired, but like, low-key, we deserved better. But anyway, I really, like, it was a good champion, it was a good tournament, I enjoyed it. A lot happened, and Wimbledon is always amazing, and I think the highlight is really seeing Serena come back to really just do what she did, and Angie was amazing, and like all the doubles and Azarenka, all those people, really proud of them, really genuinely proud. So that was really nice to see. Moving on to, I think there's, is it hard courts or the remaining grass courts? I am not sure. I think there's some hard court matches coming up. I mean, there is Newport, Umag, Bastad, Bucharest, and Gestad. I don't know if there's a hardcore tournament or what, but these are mostly in Europe. Yeah, Europe and the Alps, somewhere around there. So these are the European hardcore ones, which look very interesting. But I know a couple of people have pulled out and they're going on holiday. Most of the players are on a break just to breathe. So that's good. So enjoy your break, tennis players. We really loved it and we appreciate it. And we're going to be back for the hardcourts. Yeah, so that was all on the Wimbledon drama. There was a lot of other stuff, and I feel like I'm going to have to do a follow-up to this. But a lot, too much happened that I was just lost for what to put in it. So that was really the case, which was really cute and adorable. But I did, to be honest with you guys, I did enjoy it. There was a lot of stuff that happened. And yeah, I think it was just kind of moments where people were just like, really? Oh, that was my other thing. You know what? Question. Would you guys like to see a Big Four podcast? Tweet, Instagram, DM, whatever you feel like. Message me if you would like to see a Big Four podcast, because I feel like it was a lot more, there was a lot more to do with the Big Four than that. Oh, another thing, Andy commentating, that was so cute. I didn't hear it, but I thought it was really cute and I loved it, and I was so sad to see that he didn't end up playing. But you know what, he's gonna come back, he's coming for you guys in the US Open, he's coming to snatch all those crowns and snatch those wigs, so he's gonna be there for that, and I'm really, 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 really excited to see him play again. So that's going to be really exciting. On the topic of other things, I've set up a Patreon. If you guys know what that is, you guys, if you subscribe to my podcast, you can get exclusive membership and get other videos and other podcasts and exclusive details basically through Patreon. And it's only for $5. Just sign up for $5, you pay once, and you pay whenever I post videos, and it's just really good, and it helps me a lot, because then I can get more recording stuff and make these podcasts really more high quality for you guys, so it'll help me in funding this little hobby of mine. But you guys don't have to if you don't want to, that's all up to you guys. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, hope you guys enjoy this. I feel like it was a bit of a rambles and a shambles at the end, but definitely message me, because I have no clue what podcast I need to do, but the Big Four is definitely one that I want to touch on, and I feel like I have a lot to say about them. And you guys, if you guys don't know, there is a lot, and I feel like this Wimbledon, maybe I'll do another one of that one. This was a bit of a ramble. I can't even. Bye.